I'm just excited about this series and marching down to the next road, right? we talked about praise in giving, and praise stands for something. Praise stands for power released after I start expecting. Let me say that again. Power released after I start expecting. Why don't you say it with me? Power released after I start expecting. And that's what praise is power is released. When you praise, you don't often praise, you do praise afterwards, but it's harder to praise before that answer gets here. Amen? And last week we saw that power was released, that in Acts they were all waiting in the upper room. They were worshiping the Lord, they were praising together, they were waiting for the promise, right? And did the Lord answer their promise and give it to them? Yes. He sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came with what? Power. And power was released when they were expecting to see something. Today we're going to look at another story, a very famous story in the Bible. It's in Joshua, and we're going to start in Joshua 5 and verse 13. And it says this, "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and asked, 'Are you for us or for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as commander of the Lord of the army, I have now come.' Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?'" See, Joshua wasn't unaccustomed to the spectacular and the supernatural, because Joshua was Moses' aide. So Joshua had spent time, and in fact, it tells us that when the glory of the Lord filled the temple and Moses left to go with the people, that Joshua stayed behind. He wanted to be in that presence. He didn't want to leave. So he recognized when he said he was the commander of the Lord, "Whoo, you've got something to tell me. What is it that you have to tell me?" And so he says to Joshua this, "The commander of the Lord said, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because the Israelites were going on to chapter 6. No one went out or came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men.'" So what did he give him? He gave him a promise. Another promise. The commander of the Lord came down to earth to tell Joshua, "Listen, all of this I've already given to you. I've already given it to you." In fact, if you go back, he had given it to him 40 years prior. But they kept themselves out because they were fearful. But God had promised 40 years ago that they would go in and take this land. But they were kept out from fear. And you want to know a secret? The people in this nation and the city of Jericho were afraid of Israel. Even though they had the fortified cities, even though they had the giants, they had already heard about what God had done for Israel, and they were afraid. So see, should you ever be afraid when the enemy comes against you? No, because you know what the truth is? The truth is he's more afraid of you than you are of him. That's the truth. Why? Because he recognized who's in you. Amen? I always get that picture of, I don't know what the name of the movie was called, but it was this little bear cub that lost its mom, and it wandered around by itself. And I remember this one point of the movie that he's down, and there's this mountain lion that's trying to come against him. And you see this little tiny cub, and he gets up and he goes, and he opens his mouth, and all of a sudden there's this massive roar that comes behind him. But they don't show you what's behind him. All they show you is this little cub, and you're like, what? This little cub makes that sound? And then the picture expands, and there's this humongous grizzly bear standing behind, like literally standing just like this little cub, and you see the mountain lion backing away, right? And that's the picture that I get. Sometimes we feel like that little bear of, you know, we give our little effort, right? But you know what the devil sees? He sees the King of Kings behind us going, "I don't think so," and adding his roar with ours, right? So we don't have to be afraid. That was a little tidbit. That wasn't in my notes, so you got that for free. So they get the word of the Lord that this city is theirs, right? So what do? They act. What did they do last week? They acted, right? They went to Jerusalem and they waited. Sometimes waiting is an action, not to go anywhere else. But this week there was an action. They got their promise, but then they had to have an action that followed. So the word tells us, if you now want to go to verse 20, it says this. They walked around the city of Jericho. They had followed the instructions that the angel of the Lord had given them, but they had their promise. Had they seen the victory yet? No, they hadn't seen the victory yet. But listen to what it says in Joshua 6:20. The people shouted. Did they see the walls come down yet? No. Have they seen any miracles yet? No. How many days have they been walking around this city? 7 days. For 7 days they'd walked around the city and nothing had happened. Nothing at all had happened for 7 days. And yet they had an expectancy. And with that expectancy, what came when they began to shout? Power is released after I start expecting. How do you know you're expecting? You praise. You praise. And when they began to praise, when they began to shout, it wasn't the sound of their voice that released that. It was the praise and their expectancy that God would be faithful to what he promised. Woo! Amen. Do you see what happened? When they began to shout and praise, the power was released, and this city with walls we've talked about before that they could run chariots around for racing, these walls came down. That's phenomenal. They considered their city impenetrable. You couldn't get in because their walls made them so secure. See, the enemy sometimes feels like he's got it. He's so secure that he's got you bound up and kept out of the promise that God has for you. But when you start expecting and you start praising, power is released to shake those walls and to bring them down. So what does that have to do with your finances? Everything. Everything. When you bring your tithes and your offerings, you praise the Lord all the way to church. You know why? Because you have expectancy. I don't care how big the walls of debt are in your life. I don't care how big that problem seems financially. When you begin to praise, power is released. Amen? Power is released. We need to have praise in our giving. We need to come in here, and when Pastor Steve says it's time for us to continue our worship with our tithes and offerings, you should be shouting hallelujah. Why? Because when you praise, power is released after I start expecting. That means when you come in your tithes and offerings, and it may be 2 cents. 2 cents. And you come in here, but you know what, God? I know that I know that I know that I know that this is my seed. And I plant my seed, and I know there's harvest coming. I know you will provide for every need that I have. Amen? And you know what praise does? It keeps you out of anxiety. It's really hard to be anxious when you're praising. It's really hard. When we first got the word for Lacey's car, the immediate response is, right? $1,400, that's a big number, right? But I didn't stay there. I went, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I turned to her and I said, nope, we're not going to get down. We're going to praise the Lord. He's got an answer. He's got an answer. I just kept praising the Lord, praising him. Why? Because we're tithers. And tithers have rights. And tithers have blessings. So I don't have to stress. I can leave that stress and anxiety and concern aside and trust that as I praise, power is released. Sometimes the power is in the form of information for a mechanic to keep looking until he finds the answer. Sometimes power is that debt is canceled. You get a word that says, I'm sorry, you don't owe anything. Power is sometimes released when one person will see something that was missed from 2019 and say, you have a $7,500 check coming in the mail, like my parents experienced. power is released, like Joni was saying, when she got a settlement for something that was years ago as well. Power is released as you praise. We don't want to let the things around us hold us back. What we see, what we hear, those things are in the natural realm. We are not dealing with the natural realm. We are dealing with the supernatural realm. And that's what happened in Jericho. Supernatural things happened when the people began to praise. But they praised before the walls fell. You've got to remember that. They praised before the walls fell. So if you want to see breakthrough in your finances, you praise before the wall falls. You praise before the debt is canceled. You praise before you see it. You praise regardless of how much you owe. You praise, you praise, you praise because you know that you know that you know those walls are coming down. Amen? Stand to your feet this morning. Let's just do an act of faith. Standing up, saying, God, I am going to praise you today over my finances. I'm going to praise you today. You are faithful, God. We praise you. We worship you today. We thank you, Father, that you are the giver of good things. We praise you, Lord, that you are the debt-canceling God. We praise you that you are the God of more than enough. We give you all the praise and all the glory today in Jesus' name. Father, what the enemy has stolen from people, what the enemy has caused bank accounts to dwindle, savings accounts to dwindle, in the name of Jesus, we praise you for the breakthrough today. The walls are coming down as we praise. We thank you, Father. We're not going to stress. We're not going to strain. We're not going to worry anymore. We're going to praise because we know that power is released after I start expecting. And that's what we are doing this morning. We are praising you in expectation of your fulfillment of your promise that the walls are coming down. We give you all the praise and all the glory this morning. Let's just thank him, church. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you for the breakthroughs. We praise you for the answered prayers. We worship you today for your faithfulness in Jesus' name. And someone shouted, amen. Woo! Woo! Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? Woo! Go ahead and get your tithes and offerings. And if you can sit down, you can sit down. Grab your tithes and offerings this morning, and let's plant our seed. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Are we seed collectors? No. What are we? What are we? Orchard tenders. We're not seed collectors. We are orchard tenders. That was a couple series back. We don't live on our seed. We live on the orchards that God has for us. Amen? I better give this to you. You might not get it back.